إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فيا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa of Allah and to fear Him in open and secret. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we have in the life and in the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the best model for raising children, the best model for tarbiyah and education for our families. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we see that within the school of the prophetic sunnah and the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there arose youth, young children, who rose to the level of leading this religion. These young children who excelled in knowledge, and they excelled even in spreading Islam on the battlefield. In following this model of the Prophet ﷺ in raising our children, there is a great ajr, a great reward. The reward is that our children will join us in paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ. Those who have faith and their children, they followed them in faith, we shall join them with their children in paradise. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we see in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, the fruit of his effort in tarbiyah, in raising children. We have the young boy, Abdullah ibn Umar, the son of Umar ibn al-Khattab, who rose, who narrated so many ahadith from his father. He says in the famous hadith of Jibreel, حَدَّثَنِي أَبِي. My father, he taught me this hadith. حَدَّثَنِي أَبِي. He said this so many times. What beautiful words. Ibn Umar, he's saying, my father, he taught me this hadith. We see Ibn Mas'ud, that young boy who used to climb the tree and people would laugh at his legs. They were so skinny. The Prophet ﷺ said about him, don't laugh at those legs. They will be heavier than the mountain of Uhud on the Day of Judgment. We have in the example of Ibn Abbas, the cousin of the Prophet ﷺ, the translator of the Qur'an, who excelled in knowledge more than all of the Sahaba in many matters of the Qur'an and tafsir. We see also Osama ibn Zayd, the young boy of 16, who the Prophet ﷺ, one of his last wishes, he said, send Osama out as a leader of an army, 16 years old, to stop the advance of the Romans. The last contingent that the Prophet ﷺ sent out. A boy of 16 years old, he sent out as the head of an army. Behind him was Umar ibn al-Khattab and others. He led an army to stop the advance of the Romans. This was the result of the tarbiyah, of the education, of the upbringing of the Prophet ﷺ and the Sahaba. So what are the steps? What were the ways and the means by the Prophet ﷺ achieving this great success in raising youth and children? We see the words of Anas ibn Malik. He said that the Prophet ﷺ was the most kind of all people to children. He was the kindest. He said, I never saw anybody more kind towards children. And he says he had the most beautiful sense of humor with children. The Prophet ﷺ, he exemplified the best role model for us in raising our children. Step number one, the first step in order to achieve the Islamic model of raising tarbiyah and children according to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ and the Sahaba is tarbiyah bil qudwa, raising children, educating them through example and role model. By us being examples for them and role models for them, this is the most important step, because children are impressionable. They see from their parents and they become molded in accordance to what they see from their parents. If they acquire from us noble qualities at a young age, it will shape their character when they get older. And this is how what the Prophet ﷺ, he taught us. We see that once Ibn Umar, again the young Sahabi, he was in the company of the Prophet ﷺ, and Ibn Umar's mother called out. She said, "Oh Ibn Umar, come here, come here." The Prophet ﷺ, he said, "Oh mother of Umar, Ibn Umar, what are you calling him for?" She said, "I want to give him some dates. I want to give him some dates." So the Prophet ﷺ told the mother of Ibn Umar, "If you had called him and told him you were giving him dates and you didn't, you would have been a liar. You would have been a liar." A mother, she might not think or realize, "Let me call my child, I'll tell him I'll give him some candy," but then she tells him to go do some housework. The Prophet ﷺ told her, "You would have lied to him if you didn't give him what you promised." And he said this in front of Ibn Umar. Why did he say it? In order to show Ibn Umar the importance of truthfulness, and to show his mother the importance of teaching her son truthfulness, siddiq, to be true to one's word. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said on another occasion, that whoever tells his child, "Come and take this," and then does not give it to him, it would be counted as a lie. Narrated by Imam Ahmad. So teaching truthfulness to our children by not lying to them, by not fibbing with them. Another occasion that shows us the importance of being examples to our children, An-Nu'man ibn Bashir, he came to the Prophet ﷺ with his father, Bashir. And Bashir, he said, "Ya Rasulullah, I want to show you, I want to make you a witness. I'm giving this servant to my son, Nu'man. I want you, Rasulullah, to be a witness that I'm giving this gift of a servant to my son, Nu'man." The Prophet ﷺ, he said, "Oh Bashir, have you given a similar gift? Do you have other children?" He said, "Yes." "Did you give them gifts as well?" He said, "No." The Prophet ﷺ said, "I do not bear witness to injustice. I do not bear witness to injustice." In another narration, he said, "Wouldn't you want your children to all be kind and fair to you? Wouldn't you want all of them to be kind to you?" He said, "Yes." Then he said, "Be just and kind to all of your children. Treat them equally and fairly." So again, teaching this Sahabi, Nu'man ibn Bashir, that in his father, the importance of justice, of equality and being fair, this is an example for all of us to follow. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, after the upbringing through role model and example, we teach our children through love, tarbiyah bil hub. And this is one of the most beautiful aspects of the prophetic sunnah. The Prophet ﷺ, he used to love children. He used to kiss his children, Hassan and Hussein. And once one of the Sahabi, he came, his name was Al-Aqra, and he saw the Prophet ﷺ kissing Hassan and Hussein, and he said, "I have 10 children, Al-Aqra. I've never kissed even one of them." The Prophet ﷺ, he said, "If you do not show kindness, if Allah will not show kindness to those who do not show kindness to others." On another occasion, this Bedouin came from the desert, and he said, "You kiss children?" to the Prophet ﷺ. "This is so strange, you kiss children?" And the Prophet ﷺ, he said to him, "What can I do if Allah has stripped your heart of mercy? What can I do if Allah has stripped your heart of mercy?" So the Prophet ﷺ, he showed love and kindness to children. And if that love is absent, that kindness is not there between the relationship of the father and the son, or the mother and the child, then will they listen to our advice? If there's no feeling of love from a child to his parent, will he listen to the words of advice? Will he care? Will that feeling of wanting to follow his parents be there? There will not be that feeling of obedience. So the children, they should be shown love. Once the Prophet ﷺ, he was on the minbar giving a khutbah, and he saw his two grandchildren, Hassan and Hussein, walk into the masjid. They were wearing red clothing, and they started tripping on their clothing. They were tumbling down. So the Prophet ﷺ, he came down from the khutbah. He stopped his khutbah, and he took his two grandchildren, brought them, and put them with him on the minbar. And then he said, "These children are a fitna. They are a test for you." And then he said, "All of you should be good." Or he said, I saw these two boys stumbling in their walk, and I could not help except stop my sermon and raise them up to me." This hadith was narrated by Tirmidhi. In another hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, beautiful hadith, he was making sajda in the salah, and Hussein climbed up on his neck while he was making sajda. So the Prophet ﷺ, he stayed this way a long time until Hussein got tired and he came down from his neck. And then he said, "Allahu Akbar," and came up from sajda. After the salah, the sahaba, they said, "Ya Rasulullah, what happened? We thought something bad happened. Something happened to you." He said, "My grandson was on my back. I didn't want to disturb him. I wanted to let him enjoy himself until he was satisfied, and then come down from my neck, and then he said, "Allahu Akbar." Hadith was narrated by Imam An-Nasa'i and Al-Hakim. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we see in the Prophet's example even more of this love and indulgence with youth. Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, he mentions in Al-Isfada, one of his books on the life of the Sahaba, he said that the Prophet ﷺ would walk on his hands and knees, and then Hassan and Hussein would ride on his back. And he would say to his grandchildren, "What a blessed ride you have, and what blessed riders." He would let these kids ride on his back. He was on his hands and knees. He would say, "Ni'ma al-raqib wa ni'ma al-markab." What a noble ride you're riding on the back of Rasulullah ﷺ, and what noble riders you're riding on. These riders, my two grandchildren. So he showed them the love he had for them through this playfulness. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, even the Prophet ﷺ had mercy for a little baby crying in salah, and for her mother. He would say, "I enter the salah and I wish to make it a long prayer, but then I hear a baby crying, and I say, and I feel sad for her mother that she's anxious over her baby, and I hasten to shorten the salah." This was his love. This was his mercy for children, for the young. And this is how he taught them through love. Tarbiyah bil mahabba. Teaching children manners through good love, through good behavior with them, and playing with them. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, love of children and mercy for them does not mean that we cannot discipline them. The Prophet ﷺ, he taught us to discipline children without harm, without violence. Once there was a young boy, his name was Abu Rafi'. He saw some dates on a tree that didn't belong to him, so he started throwing stones at this tree. The tree belonged to the Ansar, to try to get the dates to fall down, because he was hungry, he wanted to eat the dates. So the Ansar, they brought the boy to the Prophet ﷺ. And the Prophet ﷺ said, "Why were you throwing stones on the tree?" He said, "I wanted to get some dates to eat." So the Prophet ﷺ, he corrected him. He said, "You shouldn't throw stones on the tree, but if you find some dates on the ground, you can eat those." And then he put his hand on his head, he rubbed his head, and he said, "Oh Allah, let him feel satisfaction in his stomach. Make him feel full from whatever food he has." So he corrected him, but he also made dua for him, that he feel full from the hunger that he had. This hadith teaches us the importance of correcting a child who made a mistake, but in a gentle way, in a kind way. And so he says, "He patted my head And then he said, "O Allah, let his belly feel satisfaction." So this was the prophetic way of correcting children. Many of us, many parents, we make one of two mistakes. Either the parent is too harsh towards the child, denying him the love and the mercy, or he is too lenient with the child and does not even correct mistakes that should be corrected. And this also leads to the child not learning what is wrong and what is incorrect. So the correct way, without spoiling the child, is to discipline them, but with love. The Prophet ﷺ, he taught that punishing the child for not praying, he said, punish them without violence if they neglect prayer at 10 years old. So he taught correction, but without harming the child, without violence. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, these are some of the noble stories of the prophetic methodology of raising children. Tarbiyah through love, tarbiyah through example, tarbiyah through correction, but with kindness and gentleness. May Allah help us to follow in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين استغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام, if this was the way the Prophet ﷺ raised the sons and the boys and his grandchildren, yet he didn't neglect the daughters and the women. He raised the daughters in order to be righteous and chaste and obedient, and to not want to intermingle with men, and to be devout and good worshippers and knowledgeable. We see the example of the women of Medina, the women who grew up in the madrasa of Medina, in the time of the Muslims when they were in Medina. Look at the example of Asma bint Abi Bakr. Asma, the sister of Aisha, when the Prophet ﷺ, he fled from Mecca to the cave Al-Ghar Thawr, who came at night hiding food in her belts to bring food to him? Asma binti Abi Bakr. She came at night risking herself, her life, journeying at night for a young girl. It must have been so scary, it must have been so dangerous for her. But out of her love for the Prophet ﷺ and her devoutness to her father Abu Bakr, who was with him, she left at night, hiding food under her two belts and news of the akhbar, what is happening in Mecca, bringing food to them in their cave. And then she got the nickname Dhatun Nifaqain, the girl of two belts. She put the food to help serve the Prophet ﷺ. We look at the example of Fatima radiallahu anha bint Muhammad ﷺ, the daughter of the Prophet ﷺ. She did not even have a servant to help her carry the water until her hands became blistered. Her hands became blistered. The daughter of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she came to Rasulullah, "O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O father, my hands are blistered. Can I have a servant to help me?" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches her patience, teaches her to be content with what she has. That what is better for you, O Fatima, is to say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar 33 times after every prayer. That is better than any servant you can have. These women, they were trained to have noble qualities. They were trained to have shyness and love for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, many parents, they neglect the daughters and they treat the sons well, and this is incorrect. This is not the way of the Prophet ﷺ. It is not right for a father to punish his daughter for the had, for the Islamic legislated punishments. That is not for any person, an imam or anybody else. These hudud punishments are only for the leader of the Muslims. He is the only one authorized to carry out these Islamic punishments. And that is only in the case when there is no compulsion. And that he witnesses, there are four eyewitnesses that see the crime. Or that there's an uncoerced admission. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we also see one last thing. If we teach our children through example and love and mercy, we should also protect them from two of the most dangerous things that corrupt our children. Number one is unrestricted access to television and internet. Unrestricted access meaning no supervision from the parents. So much corruption is on the internet of things that teach our daughters promiscuity, that teach our sons to have no values and morality, but teach love of the worldly things and love of corruption and music and those things that are harmful to them. So the television opens up these doors of evil, and the parents should be careful to monitor and guard them from that evil, as well as the internet. And of course the pictures that are shown on the internet that also corrupt our children. The second of the most dangerous things for our children are the bad companions, bad friends. And many parents are neglectful. They let their children have any friends that they desire. Any children, any companions that they desire. And as you know, the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, "Al-mar'u 'ala dini sawahibihi." A person will follow the religion of his companions. So the parents, in addition to being a good example and teaching, they should guard their children from these harmful elements, unrestricted access to internet and television, and unrestricted friendship with others. If we do this, then inshallah ta'ala, the children will be raised in a good way before it's too late, before the problems already happen, and then they will be on a righteous path. Inshallah, they will join us in paradise. Bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. I close with the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. O you who believe, save your children and your families, your wives from a fire whose fuel is men and stones. May Allah help us to do that. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna tiba'a wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna ijtinaba. Allahumma ighfir lil-muslimina wal-muslimat wal-mu'minina wal-mu'minat al-ahya'i minhum wal-amwat. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا يا رب العالمين اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين واذل الشرك والمشركين يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والاكرام اللهم اغفر لنا يا رب العالمين ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين وجعلنا للمتقين اماما وصلى الله على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم والحمد لله رب العالمين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعيذكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا أموالكم ولا أولادكم
وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين.
الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا خبير بما تعملون.